All right, guys, it's time to get into the spirit and to get into your brains now. We have Maisha Kai joining us. She is a columnist and lifestyle editor for The Griot. Shout out to Byron Allen. She also hosts the Writing Black podcast, which takes a deep dive to the intersections of identity, craft, and language from the perspectives of accomplished Black authors, comics, journalists, playwrights, poets, songwriters, and more. Wow. She recently spoke about her holiday book recommendations, and we decided we were going to bring her on Higher Learning so she can make us smarter and make you guys smarter. Maisha, thank you for joining us on the show today. We appreciate you.
Oh, it is a treat for me. I'm a fan.
Oh, thank you. thank you very much. You know, I put a book out. You didn't invite me on your podcast. It's fine. Look, here's the deal.
The invite is open. So.
Thank you very much.
Let them know.
So let's talk about it. What makes a good holiday book? It's such an interesting, I never thought about books to read over the holidays. What makes a good holiday book?
Well, you know, it's so funny that you say, I think any time of year is a great time to read a book, but I'm a book lover. That was my mm-hmm. first love before anything else I did in my life. And I've had a few careers, but you know, like for instance, I live in Chicago and, you know, as we speak, there is a winter storm upon us. This is book season for me. You know, this is when I hibernate. This is when I want to be inside. Like, sure, I could binge watch anything I want. I can also binge read. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons I think about books for the holidays. But also, I think when people are thinking about gifts, they don't always go to books. And it's such a great way to show somebody that you're thinking about them, that you're thinking about their personality, their interests. It's also a great last minute gift, thanks to some of our big box retailers. So I always recommend books for the holidays.
Okay, so we got Van's eyes bucked when you said binge read.
Yeah. I love that.
I do too. I do too.
Love that.
And it's so relevant. Well, for a number of reasons, right? Because, you know, people seem to be attacking literacy at this point. That's not the question I want to ask you. We're in a time where everyone is promoting holiday movies. But that's why I love that you use the phrase binge reading, because we could be doing the same thing for books. So what are some books that, because I'm still last minute shopping. So what are some books that are great for the holidays for ages younger, you know, college, middle school, whatever, to adult?
All right. Well, I've got some recommendations for you. So,
let's do it.
You know, when I say holiday books, I don't always say themed books per se. These are books that you want them to be able to read all year round. We don't know how busy people are over the holidays, how busy they might not be, but one book that I fell in love with this year was The Marvelers by Donyell Clayton. Great kids, YA choice, you know, especially when you look at like the popularity of something like the Harry Potter series, right? Mm-hmm. However you feel about Harry Potter now, this is a great alternative, I think, when you're trying to introduce fantasy into young worlds. This is a middle grade reader, like, you know, really grades three and up, you know, kind of when they're getting out of that, like, you know, more of that picture book phase into some real reading. And this is something that really captures their imagination and allows them to escape. This is like the first in what will be a series as well. So it's a story that they can keep following. And I love that. I have a niece and nephew and godson who are all in that age range. So I'm really excited to share a book like this with them, with characters that look like them.
What's the book about again?
Now this is very similar to Harry Potter. This is about a bunch of kids who have magic powers and they're getting cultivated through education and their adventures. So, you know, and you see
not in the ghetto, are they?
Black child right here.
They're not in the ghetto, are they? Because that's what they do to us.
They are not in the ghetto, but there is an urban bent to this one.
Okay.
It's not so like far away. But this is a multicultural cast and I just dig it. I dig that we have this. I mean, I love that, like, you know, one of the authors who endorsed this said, I want to live in this world. And I think that that's a feeling we should definitely want to give our kids now. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's so funny that you say that, because that's what I used to get caught up in when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I would read books and watch movies and then I would like freak out after I was done. And my dad would be like, why? I'd be like, because, you know, it's not real. Like, I can't really live there. I remember the Goonies ended and I cried. It's just like, what you crying about? That's so
funny. My mother has the same story about me at the theater. I was like that at the theater the first time she ever took me to see a musical. It ended and I cried because it was over.
Like, I'm like, it's over. I want to be one of the Goonies though. Like this, we got to go back. Okay, anyway.
I think you would have made a great Goonie, actually, man.
I think I would have made a good Goonie. I can't remember. I don't think that was a black one. I think that
you're
was
giving him his next
that.
Idea, his next project.
It's right. It's right for ripe. Revisiting.
So we have that covered.
Yes.
Let's say somebody this holiday season wanted to jump into, because I have a question for you. There was an I don't read very much fiction. Okay. I don't read very many novels, okay?
Okay.
Most of what I read is nonfiction stuff, historical stuff, things that analyze your world, books to seep into my brain and make me seem like I'm something I'm not. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I recently was introduced to a novelist, and I wrote it down. My friend Kyle introduced me to her. And she's almost in the vein of a new Toni Morrison type.
That's a high bar. Okay.
That's what, like, her name is Jasmine or something. She wrote a book. I can't remember. Anyway, if I wanted to get into that more contemporary black literary masters of that ilk, who would those writers be right now for someone who wanted to dive into that?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. So many. I mean, you know, we've heard often that there's like a new black renaissance going on. I mean, obviously we never went anywhere and writers are going to write and they've been writing, but there's never been a better time to really dig in because there's so many who are getting deals finally. And I think for somebody like you who is delving into fiction, you're very busy. You don't have a lot of time. I actually like to recommend people start with like short stories.
I think
a short story is great. It's digestible chunks. I love this one, The Last Suspicious Holdout by LaDae Hubbard. I love this because the stories intertwine and, you know, like I love an intersecting narrative. So it's like, it reads like a novel in some respects, but you can read a chapter, you know, you read a story and you're done. And then you can move on to the next when you feel like it. And these are intertwining stories. They really work about, it's really about like race and class dynamics, playing with this idea, this post-racial idea that I know you're both all too familiar with. And it's like, you know, and what it means to be black and affluent in this like sort of idyllic slice of suburbia. There's some really subversive aspects to it. So I would recommend something like that because it's really intelligent. Some other things I might recommend there. People never think of this category. And I gotta say, so this is a book by, I believe you pronounce it Usman, K. Power Green, The Confessions of Matthew Strong. This is a thriller. So this is a mystery book. And I don't know that people don't think about us when they think about mystery.
Never.
They don't think about us when they think about like suspense, right? Or horror or any of that kind of stuff. And that's why I loved this book. Cause you know, I'm admittedly like a scary person, like in a way that like, I'm the person who's like, I'm going to watch a scary movie and I'm going to watch it underneath the blanket the whole time. And like, you know, my boyfriend's sitting there looking at me like, why are we here?
Right.
But at the same time, I like to be scared a little bit and I specifically love it when it's intelligent. This one's also, you know, but this one's, it's thought provoking. There's, you know, Usman is actually a history professor, like a historian. And so this book is really dealing with, it's first of all, it's a period piece. So it's set like in the Harlem Renaissance and, you know, there's a white supremacist involved who's like terrorizing a community and, you know, and that's all a little bit scary and probably a little too relevant for some people. But what I love about it is it really illustrates that our horror looks different, right? Like it's, you know, I was kind of struck by that. Really artfully written, really masterful. So those are two I would recommend for you, especially.
By the way, just sent me the name of the lady. Her name is Jasmine Ward. It's Sing Unburied Sing.
Jasmine Ward.
Jasmine Ward. So I haven't
Sing
read
Unburied
her yet.
Sing.
Sing Unburied
Listen,
Sing.
Jasmine Ward is, I totally agree with, in that case, yes, the Toni Morrison comparison is incredibly apt. She's one of the most evocative and just gorgeously crafted language. Like her grasp of language is amazing. And that is a good one to start with. I would also recommend Kwake Meze, who is a non-binary Nigerian writer, bestseller, has written across genres, had their first foray into romance this year with a book, I believe is called You, oh gosh, it's something like You Cheated Death with Your Beauty, or you something like that. I got that slightly wrong, but an incredible writer. Yaa Jassy is another one who's amazing. Two books, let's see, there's Homecoming and Transcendent Kingdom, both of which super intelligent, super well researched, also really great because they deal diasporically, because Yaa is a writer who I want to say is Ghanaian American. Her parents immigrated here. She was raised in a predominantly white area of Alabama, I believe. And so, like, again, the layers there, really, mm-hmm. really cool. Really cool stuff. Yeah.
Okay, for me, I'm traveling.
For you.
I'm okay. traveling. I will be in Miami. So, you okay. know, it's gonna be warm. I'm going to be on a beach. Also, even though it's holiday season, it's a little romantic as well. Mm-hmm. It's cuddling mm-hmm. season. I want to cuddle up. I want to read something a little romantic, maybe women's fiction. What would I read?
I think you are somebody a lot of people associate with romance. So I get it. I get it. Okay, for you. For you, there's two off the top of my head. One, Tia Williams, 7 Days in June. So
I have it.
It's sex. Have you read it?
I started it. I'm terrible at starting a book, and I'm like 50 pages in. It is so good so far.
It's good. It's good. It's sexy. I think, you know, for me.
What is it about?
Okay. So this is about a kind of romantic reunion between two people who have a troubled past that goes back a long way. And again, with the layers, as you, I'm going, there you go.
It's a sneaky
it's very
link.
Sexy.
It's a sneaky link book that Rachel's
yes,
reading. Okay.
Sexy. And it is, but it's also very sensitive. You know, there's a lot, you know, again, like, you know, these are complex characters. They're really well developed. Tia Williams did such a great job with them. And I'm going to say, again, we are actually really big in the romance market. Like Jasmine Guillory, for instance, is a Black romance writer who writes bestsellers. Like she's just like killing the game. But I do love Tia Williams. I know her personally, so that's I'm biased in that respect. But like these are such well-developed characters. And I think that's what I like, is I recognize a lot of myself in them. Another book we recommended this year as a great pick of 2022 was Wahala, which is a little more like, this is four London-based women. Think maybe a little, I mean, you know, automatic comparisons are going to be like Sex in the City, or I compared it to like Harlem or Run the World in terms of, you know, the number of women. But what I love about this is about how complicated friendships can be. It's not just about like the rom-com-y kind of aspect of it, but it's also about what happens between women, right? Like the weird things that can happen in friendships. I'm not going to kill the plot, but I think you would enjoy Ooh. Those too. Yeah.
All right. I'm in. Yeah. I already had so, one, all right. one of them, before, so I trust you.
Before we go, I want to recommend a couple of books to you.
Okay.
From one of my favorite authors, Quan Mills.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever heard of Quan Mills, but certain titles called My Psycho Baby Daddy 2 by Quan Mills is a great read.
Okay. Okay.
There's Old Thought Next Door.
Is this a real person, Van?
This is a real person in real books. My mama be reading these, okay?
Okay.
The Coldest Thug Ever by Quan Mills. Everyone I want to put it out there. And
okay.
One of my favorites. This is my mom's favorite. My mom really be reading this. Project Ho Dreams.
Oh, okay.
Is it?
You know what I'm gonna say about that? What I do love about that is I think there should be a story for everybody. I really do. So in my mind, I'm sitting there like, now see, I would not have thought of that. However, however, and I'm not just trying to be diplomatic here. I actually am like, but shouldn't everybody see themselves?
Yeah.
Right? Represent. We always talk about how representation matters. And I'm like, that's somebody's story. And that's
Maisha,
the whole point of books.
He has a book called This Ho Got Roaches in Her Crib.
And some of them do. Quan Mills. Some of them do. You know, I think any, that's what's so great about books. Like, you know, listen, books help you escape, but they also can help you feel seen. And I'm gonna endorse it. It might not be at the top of my recommendation list this season, but I'm not gonna like rule it
maybe
out
next year.
I see, maybe that's what year. I like. That's what I like. I tried to make her blush, and she was like, nah.
Honestly, I'm from the south side of Chicago. There's not a lot you're gonna say to make me.
That's what I'm talking about. Maisha Kai, we are going to be reading this summer. We're going to be reading this winter. We're going to be reading this spring, this fall. I am very into people reading, if not novels about the truth of their world, if not about the truth of their world, something that takes them past their world. Expand your mind.
That's right.
My first read, Madeline L'Engle, Swiftly Tilting Planet. And I'm like, oh my God, it's all kinds of crazy shit happening. We are very, very proud and thankful that you joined us today on Higher Learning. Tell everybody where they can find you and learn more about the wonderful world of books.
Well, you can always find me at The Grio. I am the lifestyle editor, so I'm there. I write as well as edit our writers. So you can always find me at The Grio, but you can find us, you can find Writing Black on The Grio Black Podcast Network or wherever you download your apps. Like this one. So you can find me there. You can find me at The Grio. I am wherever you would like me to be. And both of you have a standing invitation to Writing Black. I Van, please come through. I would love it. So we're gonna share the love here. I love what we started. And if you ever need more recommendations, you know where to find me. Just, you know, shoot me a text. I will happily do that. Great. It's one of my favorite things to do, actually.
I got a fiction book coming out next year. I'm coming on Writing in Black. We're gonna talk through. About it.
Oh,
I'm gonna send
God,
you a
I
book.
Love it. I would love
yes.
it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Love it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us on Higher Learning. Since we will talk to you again.
Stay safe and warm. Oh my gosh, stay warm.